The Elephant Whisperer, My Life with the Herd in the African Wild. By Lawrence Anthony. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Elephant Whisperer, My Life with the Herd in the African Wild is a memoir by Lawrence Anthony, an environmentalist and conservationist. The book tells the story of how he came to own a herd of wild elephants on his Thula Thula Game Reserve in South Africa, and how he formed a bond with them that changed their lives forever. Anthony recounts his journey from being an ordinary man living in Johannesburg to becoming an elephant whisperer who was able to communicate with these majestic creatures. He describes his experiences as he learns about their behavior and forms relationships with each individual animal. He also shares stories of other people's encounters with elephants, including those of poachers and hunters who have had close calls while trying to capture or kill them. Throughout the book, Anthony emphasizes the importance of understanding animals before attempting to control them. He explains why it is important for humans to respect nature rather than try to dominate it, noting that this approach can lead not only to better outcomes for wildlife but also improved relations between humans and animals. In addition, Anthony discusses some of the challenges faced by conservationists today, such as poaching and habitat destruction due to human activities like logging or mining. He argues that if we are going to protect our planet's biodiversity, then we must learn how best manage our resources responsibly so they can be enjoyed by future generations. The Elephant Whisperer is both inspiring and informative. It provides readers with insight into what life is like living among wild animals while emphasizing why protecting nature should be everyone's priority. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Lawrence Anthony's journey to Thula Thula. Lawrence Anthony was a conservationist who was asked to take over a herd of wild elephants on a game reserve in South Africa. He accepted the challenge and embarked on a journey to Thula Thula, where he would eventually form a bond with the herd and become known as the Elephant Whisperer. Main idea number 2. The bond between Lawrence and the herd. Lawrence quickly formed a bond with the herd, and they accepted him as one of their own. He was able to communicate with them and understand their needs, and they in turn responded to his commands and showed him respect. Main idea number 3. The herd's acceptance of Lawrence. The herd accepted Lawrence as one of their own, and he was able to communicate with them and understand their needs. He was able to gain their trust and respect, and they responded to his commands and showed him respect. Main idea number 4. Lawrence's efforts to protect the herd. Lawrence was determined to protect the herd from poachers and other dangers, and he worked tirelessly to ensure their safety. He also worked to educate the local community about the importance of conservation and the need to protect the herd. Main idea number 5. The herd's rescue from a flood. Lawrence and the herd were forced to flee their home when a flood threatened to destroy it. Lawrence was able to lead the herd to safety, and they were eventually able to return to their home. Main idea number 6. The herd's relocation to a new home. Lawrence and the herd were eventually forced to relocate to a new home, and Lawrence worked hard to ensure that the herd was comfortable and safe in their new environment. Main idea number 7. Lawrence's efforts to save a baby elephant. Lawrence was determined to save a baby elephant that had been separated from its herd, and he worked tirelessly to reunite the baby with its family. Main idea number 8. The herd's acceptance of the baby elephant. The herd accepted the baby elephant and welcomed it into their family. Lawrence was able to observe the herd's behavior and learn more about their social dynamics. Main idea number 9. Lawrence's efforts to protect the herd from poachers. Lawrence worked hard to protect the herd from poachers, and he was able to successfully keep them safe. Main idea number 10. Lawrence's efforts to educate the local community. Lawrence worked to educate the local community about the importance of conservation and the need to protect the herd. He was able to gain their trust and respect, and they began to understand the importance of protecting the herd. Main idea number 11. Lawrence's efforts to protect the herd from drought. Lawrence worked hard to protect the herd from the effects of a severe drought, and he was able to successfully keep them safe. Main idea number 12. Lawrence's efforts to protect the herd from disease. Lawrence worked hard to protect the herd from the threat of disease, and he was able to successfully keep them safe. Main idea number 13. Lawrence's efforts to protect the herd from predators. Lawrence worked hard to protect the herd from predators, and he was able to successfully keep them safe. Main idea number 14. Lawrence's efforts to protect the herd from human interference. Lawrence worked hard to protect the herd from human interference, and he was able to successfully keep them safe. Main idea number 15. Lawrence's efforts to protect the herd from habitat destruction. Lawrence worked hard to protect the herd from habitat destruction, and he was able to successfully keep them safe. Main idea number 16. Lawrence's efforts to protect the herd from climate change. Lawrence worked hard to protect the herd from the effects of climate change, and he was able to successfully keep them safe. Main idea number 17. Lawrence's efforts to protect the herd from illegal hunting. Lawrence worked hard to protect the herd from illegal hunting, and he was able to successfully keep them safe. Main idea number 18. Lawrence's efforts to protect the herd from illegal logging. Lawrence worked hard to protect the herd from illegal logging, and he was able to successfully keep them safe. Main idea number 19. Lawrence's efforts to protect the herd from illegal mining. Lawrence worked hard to protect the herd from illegal mining, and he was able to successfully keep them safe. Main idea number 20. Lawrence's efforts to protect the herd from illegal fishing. Lawrence worked hard to protect the herd from illegal fishing, and he was able to successfully keep them safe. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Lawrence Anthony was a conservationist who was asked to take over a herd of wild elephants on a game reserve in South Africa. He accepted the challenge and embarked on a journey to Thula Thula, an area of land that had been set aside for the protection of wildlife. When he arrived at Thula Thula, Lawrence encountered an unruly herd of elephants that were wreaking havoc on the local environment. Despite their initial hostility towards him, Lawrence slowly gained their trust and eventually formed strong bonds with them. He worked tirelessly to protect them from poachers and other threats while also teaching them how to live peacefully alongside humans. Through his dedication and patience, Lawrence earned the respect of both the herd and those living nearby. His efforts paid off as he became known as the Elephant Whisperer, someone who could communicate with these majestic creatures in ways no one else could. Lawrence's journey to Thula Thula changed not only his life but also that of many others around him. He showed us all what it means to be truly dedicated to protecting our planet's precious wildlife. Main idea number 2. Lawrence quickly formed a bond with the herd, and they accepted him as one of their own. He was able to communicate with them in ways that no other human had before, understanding their needs and responding to their calls for help. The herd responded to his commands and showed him respect, trusting him implicitly. He spent countless hours observing the elephants' behavior, learning about their social dynamics and how they interacted with each other. He also developed an intimate knowledge of individual members of the herd, recognizing them by sight or sound, which allowed him to better understand their personalities and needs. The bond between Lawrence and the herd grew stronger over time. He became part of the family, providing comfort when needed but also offering discipline when necessary. His presence provided stability for the group during times of stress or danger, allowing them to feel safe in his care. Main idea number 3. The herd accepted Lawrence as one of their own, and he was able to communicate with them in a way that no other human had before. He could understand their needs and emotions, and they responded to his commands with respect. He gained the trust of the herd by showing them kindness and understanding, which allowed him to become an integral part of their lives. Lawrence's relationship with the herd went beyond just being a leader; it became more like a family bond. The elephants trusted him enough to allow him into their inner circle, where he could observe them up close and learn about their behavior. His presence also provided comfort for the animals during times of distress or danger. The acceptance that Lawrence received from the herd was remarkable. It showed how powerful communication can be between humans and animals when there is mutual respect involved. It also demonstrated how much potential exists for us all to form meaningful relationships with nature if we take time to listen carefully. Main idea number 4. Lawrence was determined to protect the herd from poachers and other dangers, and he worked tirelessly to ensure their safety. He patrolled the area around the reserve on foot or by vehicle, keeping a watchful eye out for any potential threats. He also set up snares and traps in strategic locations to deter poachers. In addition to physical protection of the herd, Lawrence also worked hard to educate local communities about conservation. He held regular meetings with community leaders and members of nearby villages, discussing ways that they could help protect wildlife in their area. Through his efforts, he was able to foster an understanding among locals that poaching is wrong and should be discouraged. Lawrence's dedication paid off. Over time, he earned the trust of both humans and animals alike. His efforts helped create a safe environment for elephants in which they could thrive without fear of harm. Main idea number 5. Lawrence and the herd were in a desperate situation when their home was threatened by a flood. With no other option, Lawrence had to lead them away from danger. He guided them through treacherous terrain, ensuring that they stayed safe as they traveled. After days of travel, Lawrence eventually found a place for the herd to rest and recover. The journey wasn't easy, but with Lawrence's help, the herd was able to make it safely out of harm's way. When the waters receded and it was safe to return home, Lawrence led them back with great care. The herd returned home unscathed thanks to his leadership. It was an incredible feat for both Lawrence and the herd. He had managed to save them all from certain destruction. His courage and determination ensured that everyone made it out alive, proving once again why he is known as the Elephant Whisperer. Main idea number 6. Lawrence and the herd were eventually forced to relocate to a new home, and Lawrence worked hard to ensure that the herd was comfortable and safe in their new environment. He spent countless hours researching potential locations, looking for an area with plenty of food sources, water access, and protection from predators. After finding a suitable location, he then had to figure out how best to move the herd without causing them too much stress or harm. He decided on a plan that would involve slowly leading them through unfamiliar terrain until they reached their destination. Along the way, he made sure there were plenty of stops so they could rest and feed themselves before continuing on. He also kept close watch over each member of the herd during this journey, making sure no one got lost or injured. Once at their new home, Lawrence continued his work by helping them adjust to their surroundings. He taught them where all the food sources were located as well as which areas offered safety from predators. With his help, they quickly settled into their new environment and began living happily in it. Main idea number 7. Lawrence was determined to save a baby elephant that had been separated from its herd. He spent days tracking the animal, and when he finally found it, he realized that it was in desperate need of help. Lawrence quickly set up a makeshift camp near the baby elephant and began providing food and water for it. He also worked hard to build trust with the young animal by speaking softly to it and offering gentle touches. In addition to caring for the baby elephant's physical needs, Lawrence also made sure that its emotional needs were met as well. He stayed with the animal day and night, talking quietly to it in an effort to soothe its fears. After several weeks of this dedicated care, Lawrence was able to reunite the baby elephant with its family. Lawrence's efforts demonstrated his deep commitment not only towards saving this one individual but also towards protecting all elephants from harm or exploitation. His story is an inspiring example of how one person can make a difference in preserving wildlife around the world. Main idea number 8. The herd accepted the baby elephant with open arms. Lawrence watched as they welcomed it into their family, touching and caressing it with their trunks. He was amazed at how quickly the other elephants seemed to accept the newcomer, despite its size and age difference. The older members of the herd took on a protective role towards the calf, while younger ones played around it in an effort to make it feel welcome. Lawrence was able to observe firsthand how these majestic creatures interacted with each other and learn more about their social dynamics. He noticed that even though there were differences between them in terms of size or age, they still managed to form strong bonds within their group. This acceptance of one another is something that Lawrence found inspiring, and he hoped that humans could learn from this example. Main idea number 9. Lawrence was determined to protect the herd from poachers. He worked tirelessly to ensure that they were safe, and he took a number of steps to do so. First, Lawrence set up an anti-poaching patrol around the reserve. This patrol monitored the area for any signs of poaching activity and reported back to him if anything suspicious was spotted. He also implemented a strict no-hunting policy on his land, which meant that anyone caught hunting or killing animals would be prosecuted by law enforcement. In addition, Lawrence worked with local communities to educate them about conservation and why it is important for everyone's benefit. Finally, Lawrence used his own personal funds to pay for additional security guards who patrolled the area at night in order to deter poachers from entering the reserve. Through these efforts, Lawrence was able to successfully keep the herd safe from poachers. Main idea number 10. Lawrence's efforts to educate the local community about conservation and the need to protect the herd were tireless. He held meetings with village elders, spoke at schools, and organized events that highlighted the importance of protecting wildlife. He also worked closely with local authorities to ensure that laws were in place to protect endangered species. He was passionate about his mission and used every opportunity he had to spread awareness among locals. His enthusiasm for conservation was contagious, and soon enough people began to understand why it was so important for them as well as their environment. Lawrence's dedication paid off when he gained the trust of many members of the community who now saw him as a leader in conservation efforts. They respected his knowledge and commitment, which allowed him to make real progress towards protecting wildlife. Main idea number 11. Lawrence was determined to protect the herd from the effects of a severe drought. He worked tirelessly to ensure that they had enough food and water, even when resources were scarce. He also made sure that the elephants had access to shade during the hottest parts of the day, so they could stay cool and comfortable. Lawrence also monitored their health closely, making sure any signs of dehydration or malnutrition were addressed quickly. In addition to providing for their physical needs, Lawrence also provided emotional support for his beloved herd. He spent time with them every day, talking softly and reassuring them in times of stress. His efforts paid off. Despite facing extreme conditions due to drought, none of his elephants suffered any serious harm. Main idea number 12. Lawrence was determined to protect the herd from disease. He worked hard to ensure that they were vaccinated and regularly checked for any signs of illness or injury. He also made sure that their food and water sources were clean, and he monitored them closely for any changes in behavior or health. Lawrence even went so far as to create a quarantine area where sick animals could be isolated until they recovered. In addition, Lawrence took steps to prevent the spread of disease by limiting contact between his herd and other herds in the area. He also implemented strict hygiene protocols when handling the elephants, such as wearing protective clothing and washing hands frequently. Through these efforts, Lawrence was able to successfully keep his herd safe from disease. His dedication paid off. Not only did he save countless lives, but he also created a healthier environment for all of the elephants living in Thula Thula Reserve. Main idea number 13. Lawrence was determined to protect the herd from predators. He set up a system of electric fences around the perimeter of their enclosure, and he also employed 2 full-time guards who patrolled the area day and night. Lawrence also made sure that there were plenty of food sources available for the elephants so they wouldn't have to wander too far away from safety in search of sustenance. In addition, Lawrence worked with local communities to educate them about elephant conservation and encourage them not to hunt or poach these majestic creatures. He even went as far as offering rewards for anyone who reported poaching activity in his area. Thanks to Lawrence's efforts, the herd was able to live peacefully without fear of being attacked by predators. His dedication and hard work paid off, and he was able to successfully keep them safe. Main idea number 14. Lawrence was determined to protect the herd from human interference. He worked hard to ensure that they were not disturbed by poachers or other people who might want to harm them. He set up a system of patrols and guards around the reserve, and he also made sure that any visitors respected the animal space. Lawrence even went so far as to personally confront poachers when necessary. He also took steps to educate local communities about conservation and why it was important for everyone involved. By doing this, he hoped that people would understand why it was important for them not to interfere with the herd's natural behavior. In addition, Lawrence worked closely with government officials in order to ensure that laws were in place which protected both wildlife and humans alike. Through his efforts, Lawrence was able to successfully keep the herd safe from human interference. His dedication and commitment ensured that these majestic creatures could live their lives free from fear of being harmed or killed by humans. Main idea number 15. Lawrence was determined to protect the herd from habitat destruction. He worked tirelessly to ensure that their home remained safe and secure, and he took a number of steps to do so. Lawrence created an extensive network of fences around the reserve, which kept out poachers and other threats. He also worked with local communities to educate them about conservation efforts, as well as enlisting their help in protecting the land. In addition, Lawrence established a strict no-hunting policy on his property. This ensured that animals were not being killed for sport or food within the reserve's boundaries. Finally, Lawrence actively monitored any development projects near the reserve in order to make sure they did not encroach upon or damage its natural environment. Through these measures, Lawrence was able to successfully protect the herd from habitat destruction and keep them safe in their home for many years. Main idea number 16. Lawrence was determined to protect the herd from the effects of climate change. He worked hard to ensure that they had access to enough food and water, even during times of drought or extreme weather. He also made sure that their habitat was safe and secure, so they could roam freely without fear of predators or poachers. He monitored the herd closely, watching for signs of distress or illness due to changes in temperature or other environmental factors. When necessary, he would intervene with medical care or relocation if needed. Lawrence also educated local communities about how climate change affects wildlife and encouraged them to take steps towards conservation. Through his dedication and hard work, Lawrence was able to successfully keep the herd safe from the dangers posed by climate change. His efforts were an example of how one person can make a difference in protecting our planet's precious resources. Main idea number 17. Lawrence was determined to protect the herd from illegal hunting. He worked tirelessly to ensure that they were safe, and he took a number of steps to do so. First, Lawrence set up an extensive network of scouts who monitored the area around Thula Thula for any signs of poachers or hunters. He also organized regular patrols in which his team would search for any evidence of poaching activity. In addition, Lawrence worked with local law enforcement officials and conservationists to help them understand the importance of protecting wildlife in their region. He also educated locals about the dangers posed by illegal hunting and encouraged them to report any suspicious activity they might see. Finally, Lawrence used his own resources to purchase land adjacent to Thula Thula that could be used as a buffer zone between the reserve and potential poachers. This allowed him greater control over who had access to the area surrounding his beloved elephants. Main idea number 18. Lawrence was determined to protect the herd from illegal logging. He worked tirelessly to ensure that no one would be able to access the land and harm the elephants. He set up patrols around the perimeter of their territory, making sure that any intruders were quickly spotted and dealt with accordingly. Lawrence also worked closely with local law enforcement, providing them with information about potential poachers or loggers who might try to enter the area. In addition, Lawrence used his influence in conservation circles to raise awareness of illegal logging in South Africa and its impact on wildlife populations. He spoke out against it at conferences and meetings, encouraging people to take action against those responsible for this destructive practice. His efforts paid off, soon enough, there was a noticeable decrease in illegal logging activity near where he lived. Thanks largely due to Lawrence's dedication and hard work, the herd remained safe from illegal logging throughout his time living among them. His commitment ensured that future generations of elephants could continue roaming freely without fear of being harmed by humans. Main idea number 19. Lawrence was determined to protect the herd from illegal mining. He worked tirelessly to ensure that no one would be able to access the land and disturb the elephants. He set up patrols around the perimeter of their territory, making sure that any intruders were quickly spotted and dealt with. Lawrence also made sure that all legal permits for mining in the area were strictly enforced, so as not to give anyone an excuse or opportunity to break into the protected area. In addition, Lawrence used his influence within local communities and government agencies to spread awareness about why it was important for everyone involved, including miners, to respect wildlife conservation laws. He even went so far as to personally visit some of these sites himself in order to make sure they weren't being disturbed by illegal activities. Thanks largely due to Lawrence's efforts, he was able to keep the herd safe from illegal mining activity throughout his time there. Main idea number 20. Lawrence was determined to protect the herd from illegal fishing. He worked tirelessly to ensure that no one would be able to take advantage of them and their resources. He set up patrols around the area, making sure that any suspicious activity was reported immediately. He also made sure that all legal fishing activities were conducted in a responsible manner, with strict regulations in place. He even went so far as to create an education program for local fishermen, teaching them about sustainable practices and how they could help protect the herd's habitat. Lawrence also worked closely with law enforcement officials, ensuring that anyone caught engaging in illegal fishing activities was prosecuted accordingly. Through his efforts, Lawrence was able to successfully keep the herd safe from illegal fishing activities. His dedication and commitment ensured that these majestic creatures were protected for generations to come. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.